Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. Carlos Ortiz alongside. I made a pit stop on the Zach Gelb Show today on the Infinity Sports Network. Were you aware of that?
I was not.
Yeah, he texted me and said, we need to call you. And I said, you know I'm there for you anytime, baby boy. That's exactly what I told him. They were talking about the report from the Daily Mail that Aaron Rodgers' family doesn't think he's married.
Oh, of course they called you.
Yeah, and Zach gave me a great intro. He said, when it comes to Aaron Rodgers, Bart's been right. Bart said that the Packers will win more games than the Jets. Bart said that Rodgers was going to take his time and then sign with the Steelers. Bart said that Aaron Rodgers probably is not married. They can't find a wedding license. There's no document, which is fine. Look, if you want to be with someone and not have it, like the government, like you don't want the government involved. Your love is bigger than the government. There's enough people that have done that. We don't need the government to tell us I want to be with this person. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But you also don't run around and tell people that you're married or let them think that if you're not. You say, well, we're not. It's just weird. It's just weird that he's always got to do the thing that he does. But while I was then later listening to the Zach Gelb Show in my car, which I was straight up on the Sirius XM channel 375, I heard him refer to a poll that he had. And I thought, you know what? I am going to take that poll, but I'm going to wait. And I'm going to not just click the button, although it is ended, so I can't even vote it anymore.
Where's the poll?
But I am going to do it live. Because at the end of his show, he checked the results of the poll. The poll at Zach Gelb between Aaron Judge, Connor McDavid, Josh Allen, and Lamar Jackson. Who wins a championship first? And then I saw somebody referencing how he stole that or Andrew Perloff stole, because Andrew Perloff of Maggie and Perloff also put up a poll with the same four guys, I believe coincidentally. But the question was, most pressure to win a title, Connor McDavid, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, and Aaron Judge.
How about a guy who can fill two different holes?
And so I thought, great! Now I can vote in two polls live on the show. This is exciting. And I can get the participation of Carlos Ortiz, and we can vote on these polls together.
Where's the poll?
And then have a conversation about it, which will likely take 9 to 13 minutes, which coincidentally is the length of a segment.
How did I get this job?
Lincoln Tech.
So can you imagine my excitement?
How serendipitously.
When I realized what I had in front of me tonight. And here we are, now in hour number four of the show. Coming up in hour number five, my thoughts on the geopolitical updates of the week. But right now, it's hour number four, and we will discuss this. So it's two different questions. It's two different questions. The four guys are the same. Connor McDavid, going to the finals twice, losing twice. Aaron Judge was just in a World Series, did not win. Josh Allen, can't get past the Chiefs. Lamar Jackson, can't get past the Bills. Of those four guys, who has the most pressure to win a title? And then I will tell you, once we vote, this will be exciting, what the results are of the poll as well. So this is excellent stuff. Maggie also did a poll, but she had two different names. It was Connor McDavid, Aaron Judge, Ronaldo in the World Cup, and Caitlin Clark, which I thought adding Caitlin Clark on there was interesting. Ronaldo's good. Yeah, that's a good one because of Messi won. They're often compared, and he has not. So let's start with most pressure. Connor McDavid, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Aaron Judge. Most pressure to win a title, hat tip, Andrew Perloff. Connor McDavid, I think, will feel pressure from within hockey, but I don't think he gets any pressure outside of the NHL.
Agreed.
I don't think anyone is thinking about Connor McDavid can't win the big one. You can lump his name into it when talking about it, but I don't think that hockey players, when it comes to rings culture, which apparently LeBron thinks is bad now, even though he, like, I don't know, went to Miami to
started it.
Chase rings. What else doesn't he? He probably doesn't like superstar teams. And you know what's really bad is when guys do sit down with Jim Gray to say where they're going in free agency. Fun fact, Donovan Mitchell was in the crowd as a Boys and Girls Club kid. So McDavid out for me right away. See ya, gone. In hockey, Carlos, is there, would you, I don't think that permeates into the larger sports sphere, as it were.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that. I mean, listen, let's call it for what it is. The Florida Panthers won the Stanley Cup yesterday, and I think we took like eight calls. So within hockey, to be honest, like he'll feel it with like the weight of Canada. But also Canada, they're also waiting for the Maple Leafs to like be relevant too. So like you could say Austin Matthews has a bunch of pressure in order to produce a cup for Toronto Maple Leafs. And like, so there's going to be Canadian pressure, but we're not going to feel that whatsoever outside of hockey and really outside of the regions for the respective team. I don't think any hockey player, much less McDavid, is going to feel any pressure. So he's dead last on the list for me.
The Canadian teams as a whole might have pressure.
Yeah, but they have there's so many different teams that they can kind of spread the pressure out, you know, evenly. Like Winnipeg was supposed to be really good, and it's disappointing that Winnipeg didn't make it out of the West. So they'll have their segment of pressure. Edmonton, they went to the Stanley Cup twice, lost to the Florida Panthers twice. They'll have pressure because they're still going to be a good team. They might not have every single person coming back. You know, maybe Evander Kane's going to get traded, but, you know, it's, they got to get a goalie. But they'll have pressure to make it back to this point. Toronto, a huge fan base. They haven't won since 63. It's like basically the Jets of hockey. So there's a ton of pressure there. And the Montreal Canadiens, they just exist. But there's still a number of teams that I don't think one team will carry it all for the entire country.
Aaron Judge, I think, will feel pressure from New York. I think the Yankees not having won a World Series in a while, and now you've got this version of the Yankees. But I
Aaron Judge!
Anybody in New York that has pressure to win, I think it's the skipper more than it is Aaron Judge.
Mm.
I think it's Aaron Boone that has more pressure to win than Aaron Judge. I don't feel like... I think NBA, NFL, MLB, NHL ranking how we view people less if they've never won. In the NBA, NBA's first. We view you the worst if you've never won. Then NFL, then I think MLB is next. So there's going to be pressure. But even like when Shohei Ohtani won last year, it was like, okay, well, Shohei won. I feel like Shohei could have had his career and we wouldn't have thought of him any different if he didn't win. Like, there's been a lot of guys. Cal Ripken Jr. never won, right?
Correct. Barry
Tony
Bonds.
Tony Gwynn.
Tony Gwynn. Yep. Good pull.
Oh, no. Cal won in 83.
He was on that team?
I don't know. I just looked it up real quick to double check. Anyway, let's go with Tony Gwynn.
Yeah, but I dropped Barry Bonds in there. He went to one, didn't win it.
Yeah, so I don't think it sticks with you. I mean, Cal Ripken won one. I didn't even know it. So I don't think it sticks with you in baseball like it might in another sport. So I'm down to Lamar Jackson versus Josh Allen in terms of most pressure to win a title. Do you agree with the final two, or are we thinking Aaron Judge?
We're thinking Aaron Judge. I actually disagree with...
You would vote for Aaron Judge in this whole thing.
Aaron Judge, number one.
Why?
Yeah, because here's the thing with Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen. They have Patrick Mahomes in their way. And I think that's widely, you know, people have accepted that fact that Mahomes has been the thorn in both of their sides. Now, they obviously both need to break through eventually and get past Mahomes and get to a Super Bowl. Neither of them have been able to do that. With Lamar, the narrative in his playoff career is just like, you know, he's been absolute ass like first couple of attempts at the postseason, and Josh Allen hasn't had much around him in order, and he basically willed his team to get to the postseason, 13 seconds, and there's a bunch of things. Lamar Jackson needs to jump over Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, so I don't think he has too much pressure because that's an uphill battle for anybody. Josh Allen has pressure. Of internally, like he knows he needs to get through Mahomes, but I think there is that little bit of an understanding that, like, hey, if Josh Allen, let's just say, never gets to a Super Bowl, he keeps putting up the kind of numbers that he's putting up right now, we might look at him at the same kind of rarefied air as Dan Marino. Dan Marino got to a Super Bowl his second year, never sniffed another one, and Dan Marino still today is widely regarded as one of the best quarterbacks that ever lived. If Dan Marino was in this offense. Offense is the way that they're playing now, he'd light up the league for 6,500 yards. Mm. So it's not, we don't hold not winning it against Dan Marino and just really big NFL greats. The grand scheme of things, the history, the names, the amount of legends that have put on a Yankee uniform. Now, you can forget about just New York. There is absolutely all the pressure in the world you can localize right here in New York for Aaron Judge to win a team or to win a championship. But what a lot of people, even though they say that baseball is kind of falling by the wayside from all these other sports, you know, whether it's basketball or football that's overtaken in popularity, the Yankees, that's still the number one brand in all of sports. The Yankees are the Cowboys of baseball. Before the Cowboys were even the Cowboys, 27 championships, the pinstripes, all the regalia. Aaron Judge has more pressure than anybody in sports to deliver a World Series for New York, not for the city, but literally for history. Because you are not viewed in the pantheon of Yankee greats until you get at least one. A-Rod was not respected. A-Rod was hated until he got that ring with in 09. He needs that because he's a superstar now. He's essentially one of the bases of one of the faces of baseball, and he's getting paid. He needs to deliver on many facets that I think Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen don't have that quite pressure because we know Mahomes is in a way. Like Charles Barkley, all-time great for basketball. Michael Jordan was in his way. Michael Jordan sent a lot of guys to the Hall of Fame with no rings. We get that. Mahomes is doing Jordan-like things. Judge needs to be on the top of this list.
All right. Very well stated. Carlos Ortiz, how about that? Unprepared with those remarks and bringing it.
I'm going with a young, attractive guy.
There we go. I am going to say it's Lamar Jackson. Now, I feel like I need to follow up what you just did.
I would love that. All right, let's just go ahead and show your work here, kids.
My goodness. Again, no. It's Carlos. He knocked it out of the park.
I could talk sports.
Yeah. I don't think it's Judge because I'm going to put football over baseball. Josh Allen versus Lamar Jackson then, which you made a very compelling point. Let me say, I'm actually kind of bummed you in first because I think you maybe changed my mind, but I'm going to stick to this. Lamar Jackson, I think, needs it more than Josh Allen is where I'm getting at. Josh Allen is the one that can't get past Mahomes. Like, he just couldn't do it, you know? That's the guy. You can't have two of those guys. You get one. Lamar Jackson can't really get past Josh Allen. And he's a multiple-time MVP. And his playoff performances have been not good. Remember, 2 years ago, we thought for sure they were going. And I don't know what happened to the Ravens that year. They just completely didn't play like the Ravens. And he didn't play like Lamar Jackson. They were going. That Ravens team 2 years ago, that was it. That was the team. And they didn't go. And they fall to Mahomes, I believe, in that game. Next year it was the Bills. I think it's Lamar Jackson based on the amount of success he's had in the regular season compared to the postseason. That could change. Remember, Lamar was talked about as a wide receiver by some idiots. So I think Josh Allen maybe came in with more expectations right away. Drafted higher, but I do feel how their careers played out, it's been Lamar. So, I'm taking Lamar, you're taking Aaron Judge. I'm going to vote in this poll. The results of the poll, this is very exciting. I have not seen this. I don't know. Just for S's and G's, I'm going to actually vote Connor McDavid to see the results. Are we
ready?
Where's the poll? Here we go. Wow. With 1,300 votes. Wow. And Perloff's got a pretty expansive audience. Okay? It's not limited to any region, I don't think. I think this is a good encompassing of a poll. If you're going to do a poll, Andrew Perloff's a good guy to have a poll. Oh, shoot. Aaron Judge is last, 16.1%.
Wow, that floors me.
16.1%. Now, maybe people just voted Connor McDavid to see the results, but he's third at 21.9. Lamar Jackson, 28.7. Most pressure to win a title, 33.2%, Josh Allen. So Allen, Lamar, McDavid, and Judge. Who do you think voted in or is voted at the top in Zach Gelb's poll? Same four guys. Who wins a championship first? Same four guys. Judge, McDavid, Allen, Jackson. I guess I would vote Josh Allen. The Bills are my pick this year, so I would vote Josh Allen.
Yeah, this one's actually a lot harder.
Who wins first? But then again, I feel like basically everybody ends up winning in the NHL. They all win a cup at some point, don't they?
Yeah, it does feel like that. Like you're if you're really, really good, if you're a transcendent player, you're going to get one. It's just a matter of time. Plus, they can play a lot longer than a lot of the other guys. I'm actually not worried about McDavid. It's just, I don't know if it's going to be next year. I'm not worried about him. I think he will get his. Aaron Judge is scary because he might be the next Don Mattingly, where he just does not get one. The Dodgers are in the way. There's a lot of teams in the way in the National League. They can get to the World Series. He can get to the World Series this year. I mean, as much as I like Detroit, I mean, I have to see Detroit do it before I can start penciling them into the World Series. But then you got to go against whoever is the monolith of the National League, which presumably would be the Dodgers, maybe the Mets, hopefully the Cubs, but that's a tall order for anybody. I actually would probably... No, I have to go Josh Allen also, because Lamar Jackson's division is just brutal.
44.4% take Josh Allen, 25.1% take Aaron Judge, 21.9% take Lamar Jackson, 8.6% take Connor McDavid.
That you can flip McDavid and Judge. That doesn't make sense.
So, many thanks to Andrew Perloff and Zach Gelb. The 20 minutes you've given me here, you'll never know what you've done for us tonight.
Or maybe they will, and we'll hear it tomorrow.
Maybe they will. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We're back in a few. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLBPlus.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I'm Bart Winkler, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We've got our Winkler's Thrilling Factoid coming up. Just adding a new segment to the roster of segments. That'll be straight ahead. We're talking mascots and hiring them to your birthday party. So stick around for that. 888-710-4ISN. Let's get to Mike in Nevada. What's up, Mike?
Bart the Beekeeper, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. I'm still mad about you letting them kill those bees in Arizona last summer.
Anyways,
can I get in just a few quick ones?
Yeah.
I'll sell you $100 if you let me get all three in.
No, I would never do that from you.
Anyways, no. So, okay, real quick on the Knicks. They got rid of Hartenstein and Obi Toppin. I thought whoever got rid of those two guys should be fired. I don't know if it was the coach, the GM, but those guys are bomb. Hartenstein played so good for New York last year, and they let him go. I know he's a free agent, but they should have re-signed him, in my opinion. I just thought those two guys are the bomb. I'm a Warriors fan from the West Coast, and I remember we got James Wiseman, and at two, and I was begging the Warriors, like mentally begging the Warriors to get Obi Toppin. I loved him, and he's just a beast. By the way, Mathurin's amazing too. They were saying, like, for them to win, Mathurin's going to have to go for 20 or 30 tomorrow. But the other one was...
Well, that draft you bring up, Toppin went 8, Tyrese Halliburton went 12, so... Knicks could have had Halliburton. I mean, it'd be different now with Brunson, but that's the guy that's beat them.
Well, I'm not sold on Halliburton. I know he had a lot of good shots, but like if you notice who, it was the little white dude last Monday who brought him back in the third quarter. What's his name? McNerney from Syracuse or whatever.
That's close enough. It's close,
dude.
Enough.
He brought him all the way back to within 2 or 4, and they took him out. Like, anyways, I forgot what I'm talking about. Now, anyways, thanks for taking my call. The other ones were, I agree with you, Lamar Jackson. You know, Josh Allen is just must-watch TV. I don't care if he wins the Super Bowl or not. I just love to watch him, man. He is just fun to watch. And sometimes we forget the journey, and it's all about, dude, I don't care. I just like to watch Josh Allen play football. You know, he's just amazing. I don't care if he wins.
Hey, sports at the end of the day is just entertainment.
I think Lamar has the most pressure. I agree with you on that one. And then, can I just get a quick take in there? God, you guys do these weird polls all summer long, man. It gets old, like, because there's nothing to talk about. It's like, you guys come up with this weird shit, like, you know, which team has the highest grass, or, you know, like, it's like, can't we just talk about football? I want to know about each team. I'd rather, you know, tell me about the linemen for the Cowboys, or which, you know, who's the linebackers for the Bears. I don't know. Let's talk football instead of these little games. And I'm talking to all of you guys.
Well, there's a difference. There's a difference because they did the polls. I am just participating in them.
Okay. I love you. I'm just saying, I'm talking to everybody right now in America. Like, can we just not do these silly polls all summer? Like, tell us about the team. I want to know who to bet on. I want to know who has got the best line and who the defensive end is for whatever.
Well, a lot
team.
Of this stuff you can just, like, look up.
Let's talk football. Let's talk football is what I'm saying. And a little bit of golf. Love golf.
Well, I just looked up for you, actually, which team has the highest grass, and it would be either Lambeau Field or Soldier Field.
Yeah.
They keep their grass a little longer, Kentucky bluegrass during the weather. Most of the other stadiums use Bermuda grass, so that's maintained at 3/4 of an inch to an inch, but at Lambeau and Soldier Field, they're about 1.25 inches to 1.5 inches.
That's
so
a
you
good
ask,
story. Like,
and I answer.
It's a good story. The Niners used to have that long grass in the 80s, and then all of a sudden they all figured out how to get grass, and like, all of a sudden they had the worst stadium, the Candlestick Park, but they had the best grass in the whole NFL. I remember that. It was awesome.
Mike, I'll keep the poll thing in mind. I appreciate the call and good to talk to you.
Can you guys lay off on these weird stuff all summer? I know
you got your point in. I got you, Mike.
Thank you, boss.
All right, that's Mike in Nevada.
What's his name? McNerney from Syracuse or whatever?
So I guess we'll cancel our poll of the night segment that we're starting Monday.
I think we should just have dead air for the next 22 minutes. I mean, why not? All right, listen, I don't want to give another, you know, network or channel or station, whatever you want to call it, publicity. There is a place. If you really want to get into who has the best offensive line in football, or who's the best nose tackle, or, you know what? What is a great, you know, tandem in the cornerback room? You can go to NFL Radio. I used to work there. They really do break it down to a fine powder. Talented individuals.
What are you doing?
I just said, I don't want to give free pub, but like, no, we're not going to be talking about who has, you know, whether you should go with a base 3-4 or 4-3 defense. Like, this is not the platform for that. This is a national show.
Well, we could do that.
Well, we do that during the football season, but like, I'm not going to be breaking down who should make the 53-man roster or who should be the second center on the Browns. There's a place for that. It's not here.
We're doing Mount Rushmores and Legacies, damn it. Where's the poll?
That's what we're doing. Polls.
Polls.
And not Ryan polls either.
No. Big polls. Long polls.
Thank you.
Polls that...
Oh, no, I got enough.
Paul, shower poles, not grower. You know what I mean. Jeff is in New Orleans.
Good evening to you. I hope, can you hear me, Bart?
You sound good. What's up?
Okay, buddy. I hope you and your family or whoever you're gone with and wherever you're gone have a safe and great time, my friend.
Thank you.
I just had two things real quick for you. Well, I got one now. I was told that the other one was something that shouldn't be discussed on the show, so I'm going to...
Oh, it's always good to get the behind the scenes.
Well, I mean, it pertained to something a caller said, and I was told that I should come up with my own ideas and not comment on topics that I bring up. So I'm going to...
Well, what's up?
Okay, so I just want to say God bless that gentleman in Calgary. No one deserves to be living in an automobile. Van, a Winnebago, that's different, but not a car. Let's see. I got to change directions here. Oh, by the way, I know you brought up that Arkansas game. Man, it's celebration time down here, buddy. I mean, we got away with one there, and now they're in the finals again.
Yeah, so, that was the Arkansas-LSU game. It was about as bad of an ending as you could have for Arkansas tonight.
Yes, sir. I agree with you on that, and about as best a game as we could have had. A lot of luck went into that. But the harder those guys work, I guess the luckier they feel they get. You know, they're not. It's not their first rodeo. They have 7 College World Series championships, 1 2 years ago, and hopefully we can get one again. You have a good evening, sir. I enjoyed the callers tonight. I enjoy very much when you and Carlos have that back and forth interaction just before my call. Things like that are just, I don't know. That's why I listen to this show for the last 3.5 months, and that's why you're going to have me for quite a long time, sir. You have a good evening, my friend.
Very kind of you. That's Jeff in New Orleans. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Our fact of the day coming up right now, Dexter Henry.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh, my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I'm Bart Winkler, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We'll have NBA Finals Game 6 Thursday night. Do we go to a Game 7? Either way, I won't have to be on the air if the Pacers win the championship, so I think that's best for everybody. I'm ready now. I got a lot to get into with this, so let's get to our Winkler thrilling factoid.
You don't have to go home, but we have to get the heck out of here.
Shut it down! Let's go home!
Here's tonight's Winkler's thrilling factoid.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
Your nightly WTF.
What did you say?
Wait, WTF? What the?
Oh, my God.
Only on the Bart Winkler Show.
I've got two. You were, the second one's like actually 40. But the first one, you were hyping up your boy last night, Pete Crow Armstrong.
That's right.
Do you know who his mom is?
Mrs. Crow and or Armstrong? Which one of those last names?
Her name is Ashley Crow.
Caw-caw.
Yeah. Do you know that she was the mom in Little Big League?
No, I did not.
Yeah. She was an actress. And she was the mom, Jenny Haywood, Billy's mom, who eventually managed the twins. I love that movie. She's also in Minority Report and True Crime.
Wow, look at
that. She's been in a bunch of TV shows, including, what was her main? Oh, she did 41 episodes on the show Heroes. You probably got into that.
Actually, no, I missed the boat on it.
Yeah, I never watched that either. I heard the first season's really good, and then it sucks.
Hayden Panettiere is all I needed to see, though.
Yeah. She did a guest hit on Everybody Loves Raymond, and, oh, did you ever see the show Early Edition?
Didn't know that existed until 2 seconds ago.
Yeah, the guy, Kyle Chandler's in it. The guy gets tomorrow's paper today. So he gets the Chicago Sun-Times the day before it comes out, and he knows what's going to happen in the future. So then he'll see a horrific story on the front page, and he'll go and try to stop it. It's such a good show. We watched that a lot growing up. Did an episode of Law and Order, as they all do. But Pete Crow Armstrong's mom, Jenny Haywood, in Little Big League.
Good for her.
My other fact, and the main one, the meaty one here tonight, is there was somebody, Emily St. James, who was at a wedding and took a picture. Goldie Gopher, the mascot of the Minnesota Golden Gophers, was at the wedding. The mascot. Not the person who's inside the mascot. Sorry to burst your bubble if you didn't know. But the mascot was there. So the folks at Sicko's committee decided they needed to figure out how much that cost. And they then contacted every school they could to try to figure out how much it costs to have mascots at weddings. What do you think the going rate for a mascot at a wedding, college mascot at a wedding, would be?
$300.
That's a pretty good guess. In the Big Ten, Minnesota, to get Goldie Gopher, $400. Who else did they track down? They tracked down Bucky Badger. That's $400 for the first hour, $150 for every additional hour.
Hell no.
Yep. Iowa, you can get the Iowa mascot for $500 an hour, plus an additional 61 cents for every mile they have to travel outside Iowa City. Maryland, they will give you the mascot for $700 flat. And Oregon is $1,500 for the duck. And Michigan State is $1,500 for Sparty. So those are Big Ten. If you go to the American Conference, it's a little less. We're more in the $300 range. Rice, $150 an hour. North Texas, $125 an hour. In the ACC, things are relatively calmer as well. Virginia, 150. Virginia Tech is 200 plus travel expenses. Miami, you can get the duck, Sebastian, for $321 in Miami-Dade County or $360 in Broward County. In Clemson, it's $400 an hour for the Tiger, and then it's $800 an hour for the Tiger and the Cub. I believe Oregon and Michigan State are the highest here. Big 12, highest seems to be UCF for $50. Conference USA, pretty cheap. Let's see. How much is that Syracuse Orange? 175. I might do that. 175. I might. I got a buddy getting married this weekend. I might try to get that
orange. What kind of orange is it? Is it a navel orange, a mandarin orange, or?
I don't know what kind of orange the Syracuse orange is.
You know, there's
big orange though.
There's a Syracuse intern around here. Once I see him next week, I'll ask him. What kind of orange are you?
Yeah. SEC is. I think the Big Ten has the highest rates, but you're about right. About $150.
No, I was about right when I said hell no, because I'm not shelling out of any of that kind of money.
Yeah. Well, that's the fact. I don't know. Have we ever ended? Do we have to bleed it into the close, or did I screw that up?
No, we're good.
We're good. We got
the two are mutually exclusive.
Separate from the other thing. So that's your Winkler thrilling factoid of the day. For those keeping score, I will be out the next 2 days. I will come back on Monday and enlighten you with all my travels.
Oh, no.
So selfishly, I kind of do hope the series goes 7. I mean, I want the Thunder to win, so I don't want it to go 7.
Yeah, I don't.
But
end it tomorrow.
If it goes 7, then on Monday we can talk about it's still relatively fresh. Otherwise, on Monday I'm going to come in here and have 3-day-old takes about the NBA Finals. And I don't know how many people are going to be into that. If you're thinking, oh boy, I can't believe the NBA offseason's almost here. When's the activity going to get fired up again? Oh no, the draft is Wednesday. The draft is Wednesday night, and then round 2 is Thursday night. So remember, they're trying to follow this up, like the NFL broke its draft into a few different days, which really worked out for them. I mean, those sons of bees, but it really worked out. But the NBA, what are we waiting for in round 2? Even when, like, a Nikola Jokic is drafted in round 2, we don't know what's going on. They, though, then lucked out last year because the big drama about the NBA draft in 2024, you know, we didn't know who was going to go number one, and we didn't know a lot of these guys. The class coming up this year, I think there's more names that we know than we did last year. But the biggest name in the draft, at least leading up to it, was Bronny James. So they separated the 2 days. And it didn't really make sense because who are we talking about in round 2? But then they had the biggest story of the draft and where is Bronny James going to go? And I appreciated, remember when the caller said that I was not judgmental of LeBron James? I feel like that is a take that only I have heard myself have, that LeBron should be celebrated for being in the league long enough and still being good, where he can essentially force a team to draft his son. I don't know if that flies with this new era of Lakers ownership, by the way. That could be a question. He got that in there just in time. But we'll see. Want to thank Dexter Henry. Want to thank Carlos Ortiz, as always. A special shout-out to Zach Gelb and Andrew Perloff for making their polls.
Here, here.
Yes, it was a delight to review their polls tonight. Pat Boyle coming up. I'm Bart Winkler. We'll talk again on the Infinity Sports Network.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show.
Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
It's gone!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLBPlus.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.